This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Glad you are with us. A beautiful day here in the Mile High City. Today, a special edition of Your Money Matters, brought to you by our good friends at Affordable Interest Mortgage, Kurt Rogers and his team. They've been our mortgage folks ever since we started Haystack Help back in 2009. And we even had working relationships before that, Kurt. You had dark hair and I had dark hair when we met. Yeah.
Our guest used to have dark hair, too, but we'll talk about that later. He's kind of got a few more gray hairs.
Exactly. Look at Affordable Interest Mortgage, your one-stop shop for all your mortgage needs. They can help you out. Kurt's number, 720-895-0500. AIMortgage.net. Now, Kurt, veterans. There's a lot of special things for veterans.
Yes.
But every once in a while, too often, we run into veterans that really didn't know about it when they bought a house or refinancing.
And there's a percentage that don't know, but there's a percentage that do know, and they'll ask about it, but they won't end up taking that loan. Or if they have a mortgage loan, they won't relook at doing a VA loan. They've been kind of told by different people that it costs more or it's tougher to get. And that's not really true. A VA loan is actually one of the best fixed loans you can buy. They'll go up to 100%. You don't have to bring any money to the table. Their loans don't require mortgage insurance. You have to qualify. You have to have a job. You have to have a DD-214 that shows you were in the military. Whether it's you have a disability or not, you're going to qualify for the loan, and you're going to get, in most cases, VA loans have some of the lowest rates that you're ever going to see. So it's very little money down, extremely low rates, and no mortgage insurance. They get talked out of it a lot by either the listing agent or the buyer's agent, because they have a tendency to believe that the inspection for the home is considerably tougher when it's really not, and it's not something you wouldn't want every home to pass an inspection on. There's just certain things that they want done.
Again, Affordable Interest Mortgage, they can help you out with all of your mortgage needs. Well, glad to have back in studio returning guest Chief Bob Baker, and he is the fire chief at South Metro. Chief?
That's cool.
I always want to say chief. How would you like that? Just people look at you and go, chief. Huh? Yeah.
It sounds really cool, but sometimes not so much. It's great.
It depends on the tone and how they say it.
Yes.
Well, good deal.
And I'm sure that Mama doesn't call you chief.
No, she doesn't. She actually worked for the fire department years ago, just part-time filling in a couple of different capacities. I tried to get her to call me chief while I was there, but she somehow avoided it for whatever time she worked for us. I don't get called chief at home.
No, that never works. Now, you brought a guest with you. This is your right-hand person.
Yes, this is my chief communications officer, Kristen Ekman.
Hello.
Hi,
happy
Chris.
To be here.
Nice to see Kristen
you.
Kristen always walks in when they're on going, I want to talk.
No, not really.
We'll come back to her later.
Exactly. Well, Chief Baker, tell us a little bit about what this year has been like, just with the department and all. And fires have seemed to be down from just what we've seen on the news, too, mm-hmm. which is a good thing.
Yeah, we're seeing a couple right now.
Right.
But generally, we received quite a bit of moisture in Colorado, and it's helped things. Now, we have to be real careful and keep an eye out, though, because what that means is that all of the vegetation has grown real well. You know, if you around your home, you can tell. And so that creates fuels, and if it starts to dry out or continues on the current, like right now, you know, we've seen some hot days. So if it continues like that without any precipitation for maybe weeks, like it can do in Colorado, it can dry things out pretty good, and then you've got a pretty significant fuel base. So we're always keeping an eye out on that. Right now, we've been blessed not to have had significant wildland fire issues in Colorado, at least this year.
It seems to have been a short summer so far.
Yeah.
It's just kind of moving right along.
Yeah. Maybe it'll extend later on into the year. We can only hope, right?
Sure. And, you know, we kind of watched, they had that fire off a C-470 not too long ago. That was by some kids with it. Mm-hmm. And they were worried about that one for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
because we've not had you on the show for a while, tell the listeners kind of what your role is and what you do as the chief. Besides being chief and the head bottle washer and taking care of all of that, what's sure. some of the things that you do?
Sure. So a lot of what I do is represent the organization in the community and provide a vision for the organization moving forward, especially when we're in transition. So we've been in transition, it seems like, for the last 10 years. We about a year ago, a year and a half ago, we combined with Cunningham Fire Protection mm-hmm. District. Smaller three-station fire department here in Aurora, or surrounded by Aurora. And then here last year, actually this year, January 1st, we combined with Littleton Fire Rescue. Was it January 1st? Or is it, it's only been
January 1st.
Just a few short months. It seems like an eternity. So leading up to that, there was an awful lot of communication that goes on with the community in Littleton. Littleton Fire Rescue is a conglomeration of Highlands Ranch Metro District, a Littleton Fire Protection District, and the city of Littleton. So all three of those entities, along with several others like Lockheed Martin, was covered by the city of Littleton. Now we provide service for all of Lockheed Martin, along with a couple of other special districts. So leading up to the consolidation, there's a lot of community interaction. Folks want to know why they should be part of South Metro, how it's going to impact them, their service, their insurance rates, all those things. And so really it's almost like a speaking tour that you go on sure. When you're trying to educate folks. And then after the first of the year, we took on another 160 some employees from the city of Littleton and made them part of our South Metro family. So we've been spending the first 8 months of the year really working through a few wrinkles like you might expect mm-hmm. that you would have when folks are coming from an institution. Littleton Fire Rescue dates back to 1890, so they have a strong, rich tradition. And so we're working through a few cultural and organizational wrinkles that occur when that happens, but nothing out of the ordinary, and I would say generally the consolidation's going really, really well.
Right. Good. What are some of the benefits that when you like Cunningham, the last time you were on, we talked about Cunningham. Mm-hmm. What are some of the benefits to the communities when they kind of join forces
sure.
and become one?
So the big benefit for anyone that lives in the Cunningham Fire Protection District, that's about 70,000 people, is that their taxes, their property taxes, are going to drop significantly. So Cunningham Fire has a mill levy of about 14.5,
right.
And South Metro has really the lowest mill levy for a paid fire department that I'm aware of in Colorado. It's 9.25. So if you're in Cunningham,
cut your property tax.
Cut your property taxes for fire service by a third. So that's a huge advantage. Along the border areas between Cunningham and South Metro, where political changes or changes in maybe a fire chief might result in better or worse mutual or automatic aid depending on the climate. When you can combine the fire departments, you control the resources, and so it makes it easier for us to plan and avoid fire stations on borders. So where one fire department has to cover an area and the other one does, and they count on each other, but they don't know for sure whether that's going to continue right. into the future. Well, once you consolidate resources, you know it's going to continue because you're all one fire department. So it helps with those sort of things.
Also helps in, and you talked about this the last time, that fire departments have different rankings across the country, different stages and different levels, mm-hmm. and that has a tendency to help in what insurance companies look at when they're quoting out rates for that specific area.
Yes.
Can you kind of re-elaborate that?
Sure. So the insurance services office rates fire departments. They give them a fire protection classification, and it's anywhere between 1 and 10. 1's the gold standard for fire departments. There are only a couple of hundred ISO 1-rated fire departments in the United States. And 10 means you have no fire service. So you don't have a municipal water supply and you don't have a fire station within 5 miles. So you live in rural
right.
Colorado.
Right.
So the lower your insurance rating, the better insurance premiums, the less your insurance premiums are for fire protection. So ISO 1's the best there is, and South Metro enjoys an ISO 1 rating. So we have 540,000 people that we serve, and for those more than 500,000 people, they should enjoy the cheapest insurance that you can get, property insurance, for the fire piece of it. So that's a huge advantage. When we combined with Littleton Fire Rescue, Littleton had a 2, and so they dropped to a 1.
Saved even more money.
And really where it becomes meaningful is probably from a 2 to a 1 is all the commercial properties in Littleton should have seen a pretty significant reduction, or at least a reduction in their property, not property tax, but their insurance.
Was driving here this morning from Highlands Ranch and saw a fire engine, and it's amazing watching drivers and how they're not paying attention, you know, mm-hmm. not knowing which way to go, don't do anything. And I can't imagine the frustration of driving an emergency vehicle and trying to get something and being so focused on that. What are some tips that you guys just run across all the time with just us as drivers that we need to do a better job of to help you guys?
Sure. I mean, if you see lights, pull right is what you should do. Now, I would say the bigger issue isn't that folks don't know whether to pull over to the right or the left when they see lights or hear sirens. The bigger issue is they don't see them and they don't hear them. And that's endemic not just for folks driving a fire apparatus or an emergency apparatus, but unfortunately, our culture nowadays is even though you're not supposed to be on your cell phone and texting and not paying attention to what you're doing, people do it all the time. I mean, it's amazing. If you're driving in from Highlands Ranch, you probably see half the people are not even looking
preoccupied.
Putting
on makeup.
Yes, which causes a couple of different problems for us.
Well, at least you didn't look at me when you said that. Yeah. You looked at Kristen. Okay. All right.
Well, that causes a couple of different problems for us. One is they're in motor vehicle accidents more frequently because they're not paying attention. So not only don't they, you know, oftentimes it's difficult to get people to pull over for us, but oftentimes they're also creating accidents mm-hmm. and putting themselves at risk.
So are you guys pretty much automatically dispatch once a call comes into 911 for police for an accident?
Yes.
That automatically then fire department's issued to?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we respond with law enforcement on auto accidents, on domestic violence incidents, on shootings, suicides, almost anything the police go on where there would be a potential for an injury or a death or something that that would require medical provision, we're there.
Right. I was driving up East C-470. I had to go up to 120th. And as I'm driving, I see this car, smoke coming out of the hood. And as I drive by, I see it, and the whole front end of the car is in flames. And I'm like, and there's a guy standing about 20 feet away. I said, I don't think you're probably far enough away from that car, because if that gas tank gets a little warm, you're going to be in big trouble. And I never saw a fire engine from the time that I drove. It was probably 3-4 minutes as I went by. I don't know if anybody.
Oh, wow, called. That's a long time.
That was, yeah, for this car to be on fire. And this guy's just standing there looking at his car. I know he wasn't feeling good, but he was a little bit too close.
Yeah. Yeah. So you absolutely want to stay far away from your car when it's on fire, more than 10 paces.
Yeah, because sure. It's going to go a little bit farther than that.
Yeah.
How big is, how many, you talked about 540,000 people.
Yes.
Are you the largest fire department in the Denver Metro?
So we're second to Denver. Mm-hmm. Denver's the largest fire department in Colorado, and South Metro's the second largest fire department in Colorado. Now, Denver's a municipal fire department, so they cover only a single city. Actually, that's not really true, because they do have contracts for service for other cities like Englewood and Sheridan. But South Metro is the largest special district fire department in Colorado, and it's the largest fire-based EMS provider. So while Denver is the fire department for Denver, they don't provide medical transport. That's done through Denver Health, through the hospital, and the ambulance company through the hospital. So. Mm-hmm. So South Metro is just it's different than a municipal fire department because of the additional services that we provide, and we're covering 12 cities and 3 different counties. as opposed to Denver covering mostly just the city and county of Denver.
So I'm thinking you're as far as, Thornton?
No, we don't go that far north. We border north with Denver, south with Castle Rock. We go east to the Delbert.
Delbert County, Road. Douglas County.
Yes, and west all the way to Lockheed Martin, which is in the foothills.
That's why they call it South Metro.
Yes.
Not North Metro.
Yes. There is a North Metro. And
hey, that's good.
There is a North Metro and a West Metro as well.
Okay. Good deal. You're listening to a special edition of Your Money Matters. When we come back, we've got a special weekend coming up, and we're going to tell you how you can help right after this.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers KLZ listeners complete pet care services every day, all at one location. It's so much more than a clinic and so convenient. Their expert staff is always happy to help your pet have the happy and healthy life it deserves. Schedule a medical checkup for your beloved companion or take the first step toward a better behaved buddy by signing your pup up for obedience training. Did you know that if your sweet kitty needs grooming, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is one of the few facilities that offers grooming for both dogs and cats. And if you're planning a vacation, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers boarding for dogs, cats, and other small pets so you can take your vacation without worry, knowing that your four-legged family member's home away from home has a fully equipped medical center on site. Learn more about Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center at LoneTreeVet.com or call 303-708-8050.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager All-in-One Loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loan to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DndTireservice.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and a special edition of Your Money Matters brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. Their number is 720-895-0500. Kurt and his team will be glad to help you out with any of your mortgage needs. Special guest today, Chief Bob Baker from fire chief at South Metro, and also Kristen Ekman is with us, and she's
the one to
tell
us
all the things we need to know. So
right. We'll get to her later.
Yeah. Well, Kristen, let's talk about though this weekend in the MDA, and we've all seen firemen out with their boots coming up to your car. So tell us a little bit about that effort.
Absolutely. So it's a wonderful campaign that our firefighters do every year across the nation. And it's the annual, it's always around Labor Day. It's that this holiday weekend. And they go out and they raise money for muscular dystrophy and the MDA Association. So really just going out there, they'll be out throughout our district, which is all, like Chief Baker said, it's about 285 square miles. Man. And they go out there and any effort that people put in to fill the boot goes to all the support to help children and adults with MDA.
Sure. Well, yeah. Great effort. And certainly, I'm sure all those guys and gals could use rest, but they're out standing in whatever weather is going to be happening and raising money.
It's supposed to be 90 one of the days this weekend, and being dressed up in that and the boots, it could have a tendency to be a little toasty.
Yeah, they definitely, they put a lot of time and effort, and they are out there very dedicated all weekend to raise money for that. So,
well, like my wife says, you never see an ugly fireman.
Is that what she says?
No. What do they recruit, only the good-looking firemen?
I think most fires are started by women.
Yeah, no, just so they can have a fire.
Yeah, just so they can have a fire.
They just want to see them. They have calendars for firemen.
Right. It's
really.
So, Kristen, tell us about what your job entails.
Sure. So I help communicate a lot of different things at South Metro. So given that we work with a lot of municipalities and a lot of citizens that come in and out of our district live and work, it's really our job as my team's effort to really communicate if there's any incidents that are happening. So if you see a fire, if you see an accident, or if there's something going on, we really want to always educate and help those citizens know what's going on. So we work closely in making sure all of that is, everyone's very well informed.
Sure.
Yeah. How long have you worked for the chief?
Oh gosh, feels like, forever. No, I've worked with him for 3 years.
Okay, without putting you on the spot, and I know you're going to try to protect your job, tell us what kind of guy is he that really to work for?
Oh, he's wonderful. Chief Baker is just great. We're very lucky to have him as the fire chief. I think we've been known and are seen as a progressive agency, and he really leads that in taking care of the men and women and putting their mental and physical health at the forefront and just taking care of everyone. So I must say it is wonderful working with Chief Baker.
So he's an okay boss.
He's okay. I'll give you that.
I've heard that before. I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
I can't ask you off the radio show, but
off the radio.
So now what about new hires, academy? I mean, everybody, especially I think guys at one point, I said, I want to be a fireman or policeman, whatever. But what about the hiring processes going on now? Are there any new opportunities for people that maybe want to get involved in this?
Yeah, absolutely. At South Metro and elsewhere in Colorado as well. So South Metro just graduated an academy with 23 recruits, and we just started an academy with 27 recruits. So this year we're hiring 50. And that's both to address attrition and also to fill out a four-person staffing model on our engines, which has been a goal of ours and a goal of mine and our labor union as well for years now. So we're working toward both of those. 50 people this year. Next year, if we can, we'll try to hire 60. Sure. So a lot of opportunities for men and women that are interested in the fire service.
So from the start, first day of the academy to graduation, how many weeks?
16 weeks.
16 weeks, okay. And a lot of things, probably just smarts-wise as far as, manual kind of things, different things. But as far as just the physical side, what are just some of the physical things they have to go through?
Oh, sure. So all through the academy, all 16 weeks, there is somebody from our Fitness and Wellness Bureau. They're more of a personal trainer or a professional trainer, and actually one of our folks I think used to be a trainer for ASU, one for CU, one for the Denver Broncos. These are people that are used to training elite athletes, which really a firefighter is an industrial athlete. So 16 weeks, you've got somebody that's used to training folks hard. And so there's an hour or so in the morning where they'll do physical fitness training pretty much every day that is an academy day. And that can range anything from CrossFit type exercise, plyometrics. They spend an awful lot of time in the swimming pool in Parker because swimming is such a, you know, great endurance and kind of all, yes. you know, all muscle activity. So there's that's just the physical training part of the academy in the mornings. And then if they're on the drill ground during the day, you know, you mentioned it being 90 degrees. If it's 90 degrees outside, they're inside of a burn building that temperatures can get up to 1,500 degrees. And they're in 50 pounds of personal protective equipment inside learning how to fight fire and pull hose lines not just the firefighting side of things, but everything else from hazardous materials to technical rescue and wildland firefighting and aircraft crash rescue firefighting. So it's a long, grueling 16 weeks. Some folks will show up to academy, and I think the last academy we had one recruit that lost like 30 or 40 pounds of fat.
And excess, and
gained about 20 pounds of lean muscle mass. In a 16-week time frame, so it's
pretty intense.
It's an intense 16 weeks, absolutely. So you have to be ready for that.
Besides learning fires, how they work, how they think, how they operate, firemen, in addition to that, also have medical training.
Yeah.
Do all of them have medical training?
So all firefighters are going to have some degree of medical training. In a department like ours, you have to be an EMTB and EMT basic in order to be a firefighter. And many of our firefighters, I think we have maybe 200 paramedics in our ranks of 550 line firefighters. So they're going to have pretty significant medical training, either EMTBs or paramedics.
And, I'm just thinking about, you had talked about you have 50 this year. That you're mm-hmm. working on, and you mentioned the word attrition.
Mm-hmm.
Are that many leaving a year, or what's causing some of that?
So,
because as you're growing bigger, you're needing more people.
Yes. So we've got a line firefighter force of about 525 to 550 firefighters.
Right.
And so any given year, we see maybe 25 of those. 25 of our folks retire just normal retirements. Some of them, unfortunately, disability retirements. The job's hard on your body.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was. You have an operations chief that just retired.
Yes. Yes.
Because of.
So Troy just retired, took a disability retirement. He's got a job-related cancer. So in Colorado, there's a presumptive cancer trust. And a presumptive cardiac trust as well. And there are certain cancers that in Colorado are considered, if you get them as a firefighter and you've been on the job for a particular amount of time, they're considered causal by the occupation that you're in. And almost every state nowadays has some form of presumptive cancer legislation. So in Colorado, one of those cancers is the type of cancer that Troy has. So his cancer is considered to be job related, and he's been battling it for now 5 years, and the disease has just taken its progression, and now he's unable to continue in that capacity. Now, he retired on a disability, and the same day I rehired him back to work in the fire chief's office in a consulting capacity because I don't want to lose his
knowledge,
experience, and knowledge. And so as long as he can work, he will.
And that's a great thing, too, because, I mean, you get people that have given so much of their life, you know, to help others and then to give them something that maybe gives them some financial assistance over this time and their family. I mean, that's a great thing.
Yeah. And truth be told, we're not, I mean, I know what it's good for Troy and his family, but he's doing us a favor.
Mm-hmm.
Having him leave the organization with his institutional knowledge and his knowledge, skills, and abilities is a huge loss and a huge hole to fill. So having him be around whatever amount of time that he can to help the incoming operations chief transition into the role and to help me in a leadership capacity as a fire chief, as a, you know, somebody, a mentor to me,
right,
is very helpful.
Sure.
I'm just impressed with how many, you said you have 500, over 500 firemen.
500 line firefighters, about 550. Our total personnel at South Metro is around 700.
So you're losing maybe 25 a year, mm-hmm. and you want to gain 50. So
yes.
you can get, you had mentioned something about coverage, 4-to-1 or something.
It's four-person staffing. So a National Fire Protection Association standard is four individuals on every fire apparatus, every fire engine or aerial apparatus. So currently South Metro has a minimum four-person staffing on all our aerial apparatus and many of our engines. But with the recent consolidation with two other fire departments, that didn't have that standard in place, now we're a little bit behind. So we're working on that, and that's important for firefighter safety, and it's also important for that insurance service rating that I was mentioning.
Yep.
So it's very very much tied into number of personnel and ability to put a certain number of personnel on larger incidents at one time. And so filling out four-person staffing allows us to maintain that ISO rating. The cost of the extra people is a lot less than the savings that our folks get in our community as a result of...
Well, and that's what I was going to mention. You know, you're the top of the line on the ISO ratings, and you have the lowest tax rate, mill levy,
mm-hmm.
and you're doing it like you're supposed to do it. You're still short. You're still fighting it. But... everybody's being taken care of on a good budget.
All yes. right?
And I think that's a credit to you and what you're doing.
Well, thank you. We have a great organization, a wonderful board of directors, and I feel like what we're doing is modeling good government.
All right.
Hard to believe.
Yes, sir. Real quick before our break, sometimes we'll see, you know, in the past we've seen, you know, big fires, and it doesn't seem like air support comes for a while, and a lot of people go, man, why don't they just send in, you know, the planes to dump some water and things? What does it take to get air support to some? Is that your call, or whose call is that to finally deploy air support for any fire that may be around Colorado?
Sure. So there are resources, regional resources available to us. There's a single engine air tanker that is based in the region. And an incident commander at a wildland fire can call for those resources. If one, they have to be close by and not already deployed on another incident. And then there also has to be other things in place in order for them to have efficacy. So they're somewhat weather dependent,
sure.
or can be. They're a great resource. They're not a cure-all. A lot of the work really gets done with engine companies and hand crews doing a lot of dirty work. It's wonderful to have them as a resource, and in Colorado we're pretty blessed to have them, but they can be deployed outside of the area depending on what's going on in the region.
Right. We've got to take a short break. You're listening to a special edition of Your Money Matters. We'll be back with more with Chief Bob Baker right after this.
After an accident, think about Flesh and Beck Law. After your accident, you didn't think it was a big deal. You didn't think you were injured. You didn't think you'd ever hurt that much. You didn't think you'd have to miss work. You didn't think physical therapy would take so long. You didn't think there'd be so many hospital bills. You didn't think that the insurance company would take so long and give so little. You definitely didn't think you'd ever be in this situation. But you are. After an accident, think Flesh and Beck Law. Flesh and Beck have the experience and the knowledge to think about all the details you didn't know you'd have to worry about. They will answer all of your questions and help you to determine if you are entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. After an accident, think Flesh and Beck Law. 303-806-8886. 303-806-8886. Call today to find out if they can help you.
Don't let mosquitoes disrupt your family fun at your next barbecue or keep the kids from camping out in the backyard. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and I'm very happy that our outdoor activities have been mosquito-free for the last 4 years thanks to the fine folks at Mosquito Authority. Their mission is to help protect you and your family from mosquitoes and the diseases they carry. And did you know when your dog or cat is bitten by a mosquito, heartworm is one of the most common infections? At Mosquito Authority, they guarantee you won't be bothered by mosquitoes between treatments. And if you are, hey, all you have to do is call. They'll come back out, reassess your property, and if necessary, retreat at no additional charge. No contracts, no commitments, and best of all, no mosquitoes. Call 303-688-2847. That's 303-688-2847. Or visit mosquitoauthority.com.
The tingling and numbness in your feet started a long time ago, and it's only gotten worse. It's finally getting to the point where you can't sleep at night. It's starting to affect your balance, and although your doctor prescribed medication, you worry about the side effects. Dr. Dean Anderson, chiropractor with Front Range Medical Center, offers an advanced treatment for peripheral neuropathy that can greatly reduce your nerve pain. Regain feeling and mobility without taking prescription medications. At Front Range Medical Center, Dr. Anderson and his team treat the source of the nerve pain using one of the most advanced forms of electronic medicine to help their patients experience long-term success. You know the problem won't go away on its own. Call Dr. Dean Anderson today and mention Haystack Help Radio to receive a $27 consultation, including a neuropathy-specific exam and a review of your health history. Find out whether or not you could be a candidate for this advanced treatment. Call 720-851-9694, 720-851-9694. You have nothing to lose but pain.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are, what are their feelings. I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David Cishon of Householder Group. 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
And we are back. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio, special edition of Your Money Matters, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. Once again, if you've got any mortgage needs, give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500. Chief Bob Baker's with us, Fire Chief, South Metro. Kristen Ekman is also with us, and just talking some things just to kind of learn some things ourselves, Kurt, about this, and also educate our listeners a little bit about what
just
they do.
A little bit. You know, everybody likes firemen, but to think of all the jobs, and I should not say firemen, but fire people.
firefighters.
It's just firefighters. Okay, I'll try that one. Okay. Everything that they have to learn and do and know. You know, because they always seem so calm, whatever situation they're in, they're always just very focused on it. But, you know, the 16 weeks, mm-hmm. and then all that they're learning, how they're able to take that, that's very difficult to do in a very pressure impact. So that's why we asked the mm-hmm. question, so people can understand everything that's going on.
And just the mentality to, I mean, while everybody else is running away,
yeah,
they're running in.
Yeah.
Wow.
We know many stories about that, and they're driving down the road, and they're like, folks, can you get out the way? I got to go save somebody here. You're kind of in my – can you just move? Mm-hmm. I don't care if you stop. Just get off the road.
I was asking Chief here about the things that sometimes, you know, you see on the news, and you wonder, like, what in the world is that person thinking? And then all of a sudden you've got to deploy, and, you know, police too. But, I mean, you know, 7, 8, 10 people may have to go do some rescue for something, and I'll say this, you don't have to. That was just totally stupid on that person's part. Now, we see this a lot, you know, in different times of seasons and all, but just one thing that always really gets our attention, because we're dog lovers, when you see the ice and you see someone go out and their dog, and I mean, probably not a dog owner around that doesn't go out after their dog, but that's not the thing to do. And it's, well, it may be a few months till we get ice here. Educate us a little bit on that.
Yeah, so I mean, personally, I don't think it's ever a good trade-off, a human life for an animal. And I'm an animal lover. As hard as it is to say that you could, you know, you can replace an animal and you can't replace a dad or a brother or a son as easily, certainly. So one of the things that I think is important is for folks to recognize that that they're putting themselves at risk, especially if they're out on thin ice. And then if they fall in, then there's a bigger issue. And so the best thing to do if your dog or another animal is out on the ice and you're concerned about it is really call 911 and activate the fire department, and we can rescue a pet safely and with our people being safe. But if you're out there without any sort of equipment or training, you're not safe and you put yourself at risk. So I would say don't do that. And I know people love their, I get it, where people love their animals like their family. But you have to think about what happens if you're not around to take care of, not only take care of your pet, but take care of the rest of your family because you've made a poor choice.
Mm-hmm. One of the questions I wanted to ask you, what are some of the, are there any unique challenges that firefighters are facing today? With some of the Colorado laws that have changed, different things.
Yeah, I would say what's unique about the fire service today, other than what's in fires, what's burning, you know, is a lot more toxic than it ever was back. Right. My dad was a firefighter in Flint, Michigan, back in the 40s, late 40s, 50s, 60s. What burns today is a lot different. It's a lot more toxic. But I'd say the bigger issue for our firefighters is the amount of because we're a fire-based EMS model, just the sheer amount of pain and suffering that they see on a daily basis is very much different than what it used to be years ago. So our folks are a lot more likely to wrestle with post-traumatic stress than they were maybe 40 or 50 years ago, or maybe we're just better at identifying it. That's a significant issue for us. Firefighters are more likely to die at their own hand by suicide than they are in a structure fire.
Because some of the things they see.
Yes, because
that people put themselves into.
Yes, because they wrestle with post-traumatic stress, depression, anxiety, sleep deprivation. Really, in a way to put it that's easy to understand, if you think of your mind as a carousel, of course, nobody will know what what slides are anymore, but if you think of your mind as a carousel of images, when you hire on the fire department, I mean, there are some of our folks that are running 10, 12, and some fire departments, they run 20 calls in a 24-hour period. And a lot of those are significant: trauma events, deaths, suicides, overdoses, auto accidents, just horrible things. Every time you respond on an incident like that and take care of somebody on their worst day, you get to file away an image or 10 of what that was like. And it's just difficult over a 25 or a 30-year career to process all of that.
Yeah, can't imagine.
Hey, you don't, you know, a fireman really doesn't want to make that numb, because then that almost makes them ineffective. So they got to figure out a way to process it and still stay focused on what they're doing.
Yeah, back in my dad's day, they self-medicated.
Yes, they, yes.
Very much so. And you can numb, you know, you can numb the pain and you could try to file away the images by being, again, numb to those. But then you numb life too, right? So that's one of the things I would say today's emergency responders just see a lot more ugly stuff.
You guys invest time and money into the wellness fitness
we do
program.
We do.
Explain what that is.
So our fitness and wellness program and initiative includes a very healthy group of people. Well, so they're healthy, and they're trying to keep us healthy. What I mean is that we've got right now 10 folks in fitness and wellness that are assigned to take care of the physical well-being of our firefighters. So whether it's rehabbing them from a personal or a professional injury to be able to get back on the job sooner,
right,
or to give them the type of training to make sure that they're resilient, we've got several physical trainers. We've got a doc on staff. We've got somebody that specializes in dry needling and holistic medicine, somebody that specializes in muscle activation therapy. We've got a PA. So multiple resources to take care of a population of 550 really industrial athletes. That's on the physical fitness side of things, wellness and fitness. Then on the mental wellness side, right, of things, we support a peer support team. We've got two and next year three therapy dogs, one for each shift, that folks will bring out in order to spend time with our folks that have been through a particularly egregious incident. We partner with Douglas County Sheriff and Parker Police and other agencies in the area, law enforcement and fire, to make sure that we have resources for people that are struggling with mental health issues as a result of the job. So there's a lot of things we do for both mental and physical health for our folks. If you lose a firefighter after, we just talked about 16-week academy, but it's expensive to put somebody through that kind of training. And if you lose somebody short in your career, it's a cost, not only to the fire department, but to the citizens to lose that person. So we figure that they're an investment worth making.
Sure.
Go ahead.
No.
If somebody was thinking they wanted to be a fireman, what are some of the first things, steps that they need to take before they enroll?
So most fire departments in Colorado, you have to be an EMT to even apply for the job. Not every fire department, but many of them, I'd say most of them. So that's something that you're going to have to get if you want to even make application into the fire service. I think what I would counsel somebody even to do before then, though, would be to see if there's an opportunity for them to spend some time with their local fire department. Maybe ask if they can do a ride along, or at least stop by a firehouse or two or three, and talk with folks about the job, different people, maybe one that's a paramedic, one that's an officer, somebody that's an engineer. Just ask them what the job looks like to them, because if you go into it thinking it looks like Chicago Fire or something like that, it just, you know, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Well, we talked earlier that many folks get into the fire service because a family member or someone that they respect exposed them to the fire service. If you haven't had that, but you think that it might be something that you're interested in, any fire station is going to be full of people that love talking about their job and would share with a young person that might be interested in a career. So if you stop by, knock on the door and ask when a good time would be to come talk to folks.
So I was not aware you did ride-alongs like police or anyone else, but you can do ride-alongs.
You can, yes.
Wow.
I didn't know that either. I've been on a ride-along with a police officer, but not a fireman.
Yeah. Yeah.
I told you before I was in a fire. I learned real quick that's not something I would want to do. It takes special courage to do that.
No kidding. Absolutely. We got to take our last break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Ladies, I know you're tired of walking into the local gun store and seeing the same old thing. So let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe and Sedalia, you will find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. And if you or your spouse love to hunt, Rampart Firearms is a great stop for all of your hunting needs. Shotguns, rifles, pistols, anything from predator hunting to your next big game trip. Head to Rampart Firearms at the foot of the Rockies. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and you will only pay a 4% tax on your purchase. RampartFirearms.com, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050.
The big question, can rates continue to drop? Have you taken advantage of these low rates, or are you still waiting? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. To get that low rate, to lower your payment, or to take cash out for home improvement, or just pay off debt and save even more, call 720-895-0500. Have you applied for a loan and been treated like just another number? Or is no one listening to what you want? Never get the same person when you call to find out your status? Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where we've been providing personalized service since 2001. We want to know what you want. We listen to you and find the loan that fits you, all with lower fees and low rates. We will save you time and thousands in unnecessary expense and interest. 720-895-0500. Want to pay off your home faster without changing your spending habits? Want to see how much you can save when you use a broker who knows Colorado? We offer low down payment loans, purchase loans to 95% without mortgage insurance, and customized terms. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, and be treated with respect again. NMLS 298191, regulated by DORA, equal credit lender.
Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality eye and vision care for over 50 years. Stack Optical is a family-owned business, and they're proud to be one of the few optical offices that have their own on-site eyeglass production and eyeglass repair studio. Your one-stop shop for all of your vision needs, eye exams, glasses, and contacts. And don't forget about the Stack Sports Pack. Let owner and certified optician Alan Stack customize a pair of specialized glasses that will make your next outing on the golf course or on the gun range better than ever before. Call today for your $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Or check them out at stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio, a special edition of Your Money Matters, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. Once again, if you've got any mortgage needs, maybe even think about refinancing, maybe a reverse mortgage, give Kurt and his team a call. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Well, it's been a pleasure to have in studio today Bob Baker. Bob's been with us several times. He's the fire chief at South Metro, and Kristen Eckman. And Kristen, there's public information officer that...
Well, yes, my team is all, yeah, public information officers, yeah.
Well, you know, you think about things maybe 20, 30 years ago, and Bob, you'd probably better suited for this than her, at her age and ours at our age.
But since she's barely 30.
Yeah. Oh, I wish.
But people used to call and maybe say something, but now with social media, mm-hmm. I mean, man,
you have to be careful.
Everything that you... I mean, in seconds, it's everywhere. So that probably helps so in some things, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a lot of our citizens and people from actually around the world that follow us on all of our social channels, and they expect, you know, instant messages, and they will ask questions, and we have a lot of dialogue. It's probably one of our top dialogue and communication tools that we use just to help communicate to everybody. When there's an incident, people are taking pictures, video. We just certainly try to keep that very, very up to date, so everyone is well informed of what's going on. But yeah, it's changed the way we communicate. That's for sure.
No doubt,
yeah.
No doubt.
Hey, Kristen, can you share with them a little bit about Connor and Eric's vlog?
Absolutely. So our we have two wonderful PIOs, Eric Hurst and Connor Wist. And if you haven't seen them, they're somewhat famous these days. They've started a vlog. So if you go to our YouTube channel, actually, they've gone through an entire academy. Every week, they show what our recruits did every week to talk, you know, if anyone's interested in applying and knowing what it takes. They have done all of that and posted it. And then they do a weekly vlog, just giving people kind of a behind-the-scenes look at our fire department and some of the things we do here at South Metro. So it's pretty cool.
And how human they are.
Yeah, and how human and how great it is. So they're wonderful. We have a great team.
And it is cool. And we talked about before, what's been the increase in women becoming now firefighters over the last 10 years?
So I would say that there was a stronger influx of women in the fire service maybe 20 or 25 years ago.
Oh, really? Okay.
Maybe even than there is now. Now, we would like there to be a stronger female presence in the organization. We've got about 25 female firefighters. I wished I had 200 of them. Mm-hmm. They're amazing. But I think 20 or 25 years ago, there was something about the challenge to break into a real male dominant.
That had to be a huge barrier.
Yes, yes, it was.
Yeah. Physical limitations, and they said, yeah, we can do this.
Yes, we can do it. Yeah. So back then, I think there were a lot of really courageous women that got into the fire service that really broke through. And nowadays, maybe that's not such a big interest for them, as far as breaking through into a male-dominated culture. But I think the fire service has such a great opportunities for men and women, especially if you're, you know, if you're an athletic man or woman, been through college, want a job that's exciting every single day.
Rewarding.
You'll go to sleep at night knowing that you'll help make somebody's life better. At the end of your career, you'll feel like you made an investment in your community.
You mattered.
It's a great job for a man or a woman. Yeah.
One of the questions I wanted to ask before the show's over is, give us some basic tips around the house on things we can do to help prevent fires.
Sure.
How many fire extinguishers? Where do we? Some basic ideas.
Yeah. So cooking fires are the number one cause of fires, even today. Structure fires. So when you're cooking with grease, being careful. Obviously, when you're cooking out on your back deck, and you know you've got a grill underneath your eaves, and you're not paying attention to what's going on, that causes fires. So anytime you're cooking, just be aware that. That's a significant cause of structure fires. In Colorado, there's a lot of people that still burn wood in their fireplaces. You know, if you're not restricted, disposing of ashes on a back deck is a real bad idea. A lot of people go out in the summertime or in the fall and restain a deck, and they roll up all of the rags that they use to do that and throw them in a garbage can, and that can catch on fire. So a lot of the stuff is really common sense. You just need to really think about what you're doing and the possibility that whatever it is you're doing could cause a fire.
Right.
Pay attention to gas cans in the garage.
Yeah, exactly.
Stuff like that.
That's why they like women on there, because they think, guys, we're like,
I get it later.
Yeah, I get it. Well, Chief, thank you very much. Always a pleasure to have you here. And you know what? Next time you pass a policeman or firefighter, thank them.
Just stick your hand out.
You know what? Thank you for what you do. You never know when they may be at your doorstep to help you. So be kind and help them out this weekend.
That's right.
Throw some money in the boot.
The muscular dystrophy, stop. Take a good look at them good-looking firemen. Throw some money in the boot and move on. And remember, when there's a fire truck going down the road, anything with lights, you don't have to stop. You should. Move. Get out of their way, because it could be your family that they're going to help.
All right. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today for Haystack Help Radio and a special edition of Your Money Matters. Hope you have a great rest of your day, and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.